We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. This is the Bart Winkler Show. Ryan Horvat will be here to go through our week one picks. We both were on the Lions plus the 4.5. So we're both 1-0. I thought the Lions could come in here. And, you know, no Travis Kelce, no Chris Jones. All right. But I thought the Lions could come in here and if the Lions were to win, which they did, 21-20, that's going to change some perspectives in the NFC. We all like the Eagles. A lot of people like the Niners. A lot of people think maybe the Cowboys, maybe the Seahawks. You know, Lions might win. The Lions made a statement tonight. Going to Arrowhead, winning that game. I like that they went on fourth down late. I don't know why the Chiefs went on 4th-and-20. I even further don't know why they went on 4th-and-25. But they did. A couple of other thoughts. This game was a presentation about how that one lineman backs up in the backfield. So a lot of people are going to talk about that. You know, I love the trenches, so we'll be all over that. Kadarius Toney. I have been like the biggest Kadarius Toney hype man that the world has ever known. And for some weird reason, all my brothers are too. I think we got to look within ourselves. He might be bad. Noah Gray, I picked him up in a shitload of leagues. So I'm going to lose in a shitload of leagues. That sucks. Chris Collinsworth. Chris Collinsworth has the innate ability to watch every Patrick Mahomes game. He's like 51st dates. Every Patrick Mahomes game, he like forgets that he's ever seen Patrick Mahomes. And he watches a game, he's like, what? What's going on? I've never seen a quarterback run for 8 yards. You could tell Chris Collinsworth that we landed on the moon, and then you could show him the video, and then you could show him Mahomes running for 15 yards, and he'd be like, well, that's the greatest achievement of mankind. It's like he every time he watches Mahomes, it's like he sees the invention of the forward pass. It's pretty crazy. So the Lions win. I watched a little bit of the game with my son, just a very little. And one of the things that we did when we watched the Packer game, the preseason game, was he knows the Packers are the good guys and the other team is the bad guys. So he asked me, who's the good guys, who's the bad guys? And I said, well, neither team's really either. I guess the Lions, the white team, is the bad guys because we play them a couple of times. But, I mean, I don't know. Were you rooting for the Lions to win? I mean, it makes no sense. Were you rooting for the Chiefs? If that was the Vikings, oh my God, I'd root for the Chiefs. If that was the Bears, the Lions, they've been so shitty for so long that you like just kind of like to see the Chiefs to lose. So I know that makes no sense, but that's what happened. You know what else doesn't make any sense is how Happy Place Hemp keeps giving you a 25% promo every time you order, happyplacehemp.com. If you've tried, if you got the sampler pack for those 50 milligrams, they are strong. Just so you know, they are strong. So plan accordingly, good and strong. Happyplacehemp.com. The promo code is BART. 25% off each and every order. Happyplacehemp.com. The gummies, the THC gummies, THC-free gummies are available. CBD, CBN, those are the nighttime ones. The THC-free ones as well. They're all available for you. HappyPlaceM.com. College Court in Muskego. Can you hear that? My cough is acting up. Jake called with the Carl's Place voicemail, 402-915-BART. He has a couple of points to say, including his last one, I think you need to pay close attention to. Jake.
Bart, I think Jake. Let me talk to you. First things first, I wanted to talk about it on a live show this week, but I forgot. Badgers, I don't know. Maybe we're just like the Chicago Bears of college football. Always going to have the running game. Some years we're going to have that great defense, but just absolutely cursed at the quarterback position. Now, I know it's one game, and a lot of people were like, look at the numbers, it wasn't so bad. But, I mean, anybody with two eyes could see that Tanner Mordecai looked like some sort of strange mashup of Kirk Phillips and Allen Everage. It was bad. It was really bad. He Caleb Haney to pass the defenders, and it's going to be this bad against Buffalo. I mean, I guess I'll hold out hope, but not looking great for Bucky this year. Play the long game, and I don't know. I think maybe it's a curse of everybody talking shit about Russell Wilson, considering it's the one great quarterback season that the Badgers have ever had. So I blame all of you. Next, I don't know who this guy is that you had on talking about the Bears. But, man, he had a little bit of cockiness in his voice, and he had a lot of quips for somebody that, you know, covers and is a fan of the fucking Chicago Bears. Like, accomplish something. I mean, this is like the Deion Sanders effect times 10. You haven't even played a game yet, and, like, the thought of Aaron Rodgers not being there, the thought of Brett Favre not being there, now's your time. Man, is it going to be salty when they come in and just ram it up their poopers in Soldier Field this coming Sunday? I can't wait. Lastly, and I don't want to take too much of a dark turn here, but I'm listening to you, Bart, and this is a message for everybody in the Winklerverse that every time Bart laughs, it's becoming more and more apparent to me that Bart might die, you guys. So we need to get Shea ready to go. He's got to be, you know, right now he's holding the clipboard, but we got to get him on the sidelines warming up. Bart, see somebody. I don't want to lose you. Anyways, obviously that was very much in jest for all of you weird internet people that are going to blow up about me saying that. It's all a joke. Let's have some fun. That's what this is all about. Love you guys.
No, I don't know if that was a joke. My cough's not getting any better. I think I am going to go see someone next week. I could take a COVID test. I have 30 of them in my house if anybody needs one. I like to sign up for free shit. And they were for free for a bunch, so I think they'll still work. Cubs lost tonight. That's good. Cubs lost tonight, so they're two games back. They lost to Arizona. Nobody noticed because there's football on. God, I'm so happy there's football on. I'm watching this game. I'm watching this game. I'm 2 feet away from my TV. I'm all in like Noah Gray. I fucked that up. My DraftKings were terrible. I got my shirt off a foot in front of my TV. I'm a goddamn mess. I'm not even a menace to society. I'm a menace to my goddamn living room. Take a quick timeout. Ryan Horvath is going to join us, and we're going to burn some shit.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Asante came to TurboTax after graduating from culinary school and landing a job in the hottest kitchen in town.
My hands are full all day, every day. I love it.
Asante, as your TurboTax expert, I'll make your moves count, guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and your maximum refund. Sound good?
Yes, expert!
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Let's look at some picks with Ryan Horvath. BetMGM tonight. And don't forget, on Saturday mornings, BetQL, what's it called?
The BetQL tailgate kickoff with myself, Ryan Horvath. And this is going to be like a little bit of an MTV Cribs edition where I'm going to take you around the Horvath household. Because we're going to grab
it on the Dan Shaney YouTube stream.
We are going to grab a pen so we could track our picks for this season. We're going to do a little competition. You know what we should do? And maybe we'll have to start this. Maybe we actually have time. We should pick against each other, but also against anybody that wants to go against us as well. Maybe we have to start this week two, unfortunately, but that's something that we should look into doing, is having people compete. Now, I don't know what I could give people, like, as far as a prize. Maybe I could, like, send them a bag of weed or something like that. I probably shouldn't say that, but we don't have to delete it. I really don't care at this point. So, but we should compete against the fans.
I have a pool at splashsports.com/Winkler to do weekly picks for prize money.
And that's, I was just actually trying to throw you the alley-oop so you could dunk it home.
So, yes, we can compete. I believe there were a lot of people that signed up for week one. So I'll do a $5 pick'em pool every week on Splash Sports to pay out the top five. So I think that's fun. I think that will be a good thing to be
doing. All right. Are we still doing Packers last?
I think that's the recipe we've used for 5 years.
All right, let's get into it then. Let's get into it with the battle for the AFC South. This game in Indianapolis, where the Colts, let's call this a 5-point spread, Jacksonville a 5-point favorite, the total in the game 45.5. I'll go first in this game. I'm going to actually take the chalky side here. I think once this gets to 5, which it has, we've blown past key numbers, I think people might take Indianapolis because it's week one. A lot of weird stuff happens. This is the toughest week, in my opinion, to call. You see a lot of dogs win outright. But, like, how is Indianapolis, and I get Jacksonville's defense is the big question mark, because I'm really high on their offense. It's Trevor Lawrence, you add Calvin Ridley, all those dudes that they paid in the offseason that everybody criticized, Zay Jones, Christian Kirk, Evan Ingram, they all had big years. They fixed that offensive line. I like Travis Etienne a lot. But my big question mark is the defensive side of the ball. But even with that, man, how are the Colts moving the football? Like, I like Michael Pittman enough. I don't know what Anthony Richardson is, especially in his first start. Granted, it is at home. Jonathan Taylor is not going to be there for the Colts. I know he's just a running back, but in that offense, he's like 60% of the offense. The offensive line regresses the last 3 years for Indianapolis. I'm going to take the Jags here. Now, what I did, chalky, I took the Jags on the money line, but we don't do that. This isn't College Game Day where they just pick the team to win. We got to go ATS. So I'm going to take Jags -5 on the road, even though I don't love the number, and I don't think I would bet that number. What about you?
Well, I've got one MVP bet this year, and it's on Trevor Lawrence, and I really am high on the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think that some people might say, I've seen people like in the last week say, Titans. No. This is a clear-cut division winner. It will be Jacksonville. They will play Indianapolis, who Jim Irsay. Things were going fine in Indianapolis. You hire a new head coach. You got Jonathan Taylor, bring along a rookie. And then Jim Irsay just can't stop talking, and everything has been ruined. So they're going to lose, and they will lose by at least 5 points. I'm with you on Jacksonville. Before we go any further, let me just say how nice it is to be talking football again. And here's something I said on Writer Than You on Thursday. I said I would have to get my wife and son to go with me because I don't know this out. But let's say I'm given 40 years to live. Okay. I'm really only getting 20 of those years with football, because if football's half a year, like if I could hibernate from February to September and then live another, like instead of living 40 years, I would then live 80 years. I would want to do that. What sucks, The worst part about dying is my kid and my, you know, there are going to be Super Bowl. The NFL will still be played after we're dead. Like, that's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I know. I always think about that, actually. You know, I'm like, man, I mean, when you think about it, like, imagine if you died in November or December. It'd be like watching a movie.
Oh, I better if I die during a fucking season.
That's what I mean.
Please get me to the end of the season.
That's what I mean. Like, I would have to die, like, the day after the Super Bowl. I need to know. Shit, I might need to die. Yeah, definitely after the Super Bowl, because I would need to. It'd be like watching the movie and not getting the ending, or, like, starting to read a book but not finishing the book.
One thing morbidly I did was I would check the Chicago obituaries after the Cubs won the World Series. And there was a ton of people like 90, 95, 98 just dropping the few days after they finally saw it. Like, they were, a lot of people were hanging on to see the Cubs, and then they died.
Yeah, and there was a lot of stress rooting for that team too. You go through Brian McCray and Kevin Ory and Sammy Sosa steroids. Anyway, nobody cares. All right, so we're both on the Jags. We're both on the chalky side. We're both most likely starting 0-1. That's my prediction there. Here's a game where I'm going to call it 3. All right, we're going to go with consensus line of 3, even though we're not there yet, because Joe Burrow is still questionable for this game. He's playing. So the Bengals are on the road. They're 2.5-point favorites. The reason I haven't bet this game yet, I want Cleveland at home is 3-point dogs. I'm pretty high on the Browns this season. We're going to find out if Kevin Stefanski's any good. We're going to find out if Deshaun Watson learned how to play quarterback again. I like Nick Chubb. I like Amari Cooper. I think they're going to maybe use David Njoku a little bit more creative this season, hopefully. Defensive side of the ball must be better. You got Za'Darius Smith. He always tries for 4 to 5 weeks. So I'm going to take the Browns at home, 3-point dogs against the Bengals in a big game.
Well, this will be our first disagreement. I have to take Cincy. I'm with you on the Browns. They have a lot of they're a good team. But I am not going, and maybe it's going to cost me, but I'm not going to take the Browns until I see Deshaun Watson look like he doesn't suck.
Yeah.
Because last year he looked like he sucked.
Yeah.
Pretty badly.
Yeah.
He looked like he was a quarterback that was just going through the motions.
Yeah.
He wasn't. Deshaun Watson used to be the best quarterback in the league. It was him and Mahomes. If the Browns get him, oh my Lord. But I got to see it. I'm going to be one of those guys. I got to see it before I ever predict it.
Yeah.
So I got to see it. So I'm going to take Cincy to get the win with my guy, Joe Burrow, at quarterback.
Joe Burr. All right. Hopefully Jamar Chase catches some touchdowns. I got him number 2 fantasy pick. Tampa Bay, 5.5-point dogs. I hate that. Taking on the Vikings. Minnesota at home. You know how that goes. That stupid fucking horn.
Hold on. School. How do you feel about – this is a McAfee-related question that I've brought up.
Yeah, ask me.
So they have that guy on the show that's a Packer fan?
Yeah, I like him. Ty, right?
I don't like that he is like the most he's like become the voice of the Packer fan.
Like I thought that maybe he would like follow Rodgers, but he's gonna still root for Green Bay. He's gonna do what I'm doing. He's gonna cheer for Aaron, but he's also gonna cheer for the Packers, which
you are now?
What?
Cheering for us?
Yeah, I've always said this, and I bet the Packers over 7.5 wins. We just literally did a podcast on this. I was never not going to cheer for them. I can cheer for the Jets in the AFC, and I could cheer for the Packers in the NFC. Spoiler alert, I did the same thing when Brett went to the Jets. That was I was like, Dad, we need the fucking Sunday ticket really bad this year because I'm going to watch every Jets game. I shouldn't say this now, but I bought a Favre Jets jersey. When he went to Minnesota, it was fuck them. See, that's the thing. Like, I don't get why everybody hates Aaron. Aaron isn't going to the Jets. He's not going to New York to spite the Packers. He's going to the fucking AFC so he doesn't even have to see the Packers. He talks about he loved his time in Green Bay. He loves Jordan Love. He just did an interview with who? One of the beat writers on Jordan Love. Like, he's still taking time out of his fucking day.
Yeah,
to talk about Jordan Love. He's calling Jordan Love. He's not this enemy, right? Like, Favre wanted to come back and fuck the Packers. Aaron doesn't want to do that. He wants to win another ring, so he's not always the quarterback that only won one ring. I don't get why everybody hates Aaron. And you want him to play at least 12 games, right? Because I think you need him to for the pick. I don't know. I'd have to go back and look at that. Nobody cares. Tampa Bay, 5.5-point dogs. Actually went from 6.5 down to 5.5. Minnesota at home, like I said, skull, dog shit defense. In comes Brian Flores, though, as defensive coordinator. You know what, man? So here's the thing with Tampa Bay. They're either going to be shit and win draft Caleb Williams, or, hear me out, or they're going to be last year's Seattle. Remember last year's Seattle? Week one, they played Denver, dude, and we're like, we're like, who's going to start, Geno Smith or fucking Drew Lock? And then Geno Smith beat out Drew Lock, and we're like, whoa. And we're like, but they still have a bunch of weapons. Maybe they're going to trade DK. Maybe DK will come to the Packers. No. And now Seattle, you know, they're like building a defense, and they're the second favorites to win that division. What if Baker Mayfield isn't shit? What if, you know, like in Cleveland, right? He was decent as a rookie, and then year two with Stefanski went to the playoffs, won a playoff game. When's the last Cleveland quarterback to win a playoff game against the Steelers? He beat Big Ben. The next year he was shit, but let's remember also that year he throws a terrible interception and then for whatever reason tries to tackle a guy up high, separates his throwing shoulder, and then plays the rest of the season on a separated throwing shoulder. It's like the people that are like, Rodgers was shit last year. Yeah, he was shit. He had a broken thumb on his throwing hand. I still think he could play the game. Maybe Baker isn't shit. The last four games of the season last year with McVay wasn't shit. And I know Mike Evans, like, right now wants to get traded, but you still have, like, Chris Godwin. All those dudes on the defensive side of the ball are still there, even though they don't want to be there. What if, like, Tampa isn't complete crap and they win 9-10 games and Baker's still an NFL quarterback? I'm not buying into that. I'm not betting that. I'm also not betting the fucking Vikings as 5.5-point favorites. Give me the Fighting Bakers. I think they win this game outright. Fuck the Vikings for life. Yeah,
I'm going to take the Vikings to cover.
Am I going to root for the Packers, he asks me. Fuck yeah.
Hey, I'm going to take the Vikings to cover and get a win where they feel way good about themselves, way much more than they should. I love the Tampa Seattle theory, or at least thing. I'm on the Dan Shaney YouTube, Dan Shaney Insurance. Check him out.
Hey, you could use that, by the way, on Zach Gelb or whatever writer than you.
I will. Whatever. Next time I will. I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saturday, I will.
Yeah. There you go.
So I've got light behind me because I'm doing it in my living dining room today. So, Horvat, can you still hear me?
I can.
Okay. I think I might need a different background.
Uh-oh.
For what I have behind me.
So you know what you need?
Huh?
Yeah, you look like you're doing the show. And I mean, I can't talk because like I took everything down behind me. You look like you're doing the show from my fucking great grandma's house. R.I.P. Gran.
Bart Winkler show flag.
Hey, send me one of those.
You want a flag?
Hell yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
We'll see in a couple of months here.
No. Great grandma's house.
Yeah, like you look like you're at Gran's. So I loved my, obviously, you know, my grandma and grandpa, but like my great grandma, she lived to be like 106. And anytime we were like fucking around as kids, my dad would always be like, you want to go to Gran's? And we'd be like, nope. We'd just shut up because, you know, great lady, don't get me wrong, but like the highlight of her house, she didn't have cable. It was like 2, 5, 7, 9, 11. So you'd be watching like fucking MASH. And like the best thing she had at her house was like a foot massager.
Oh,
pretty weird to think about it, you know? A little bit ahead of its time though, too.
Yeah, I'm in my dining room. Why you think that is because of the classic art my wife has chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And also, this is our new thermometer. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
But the old one, I did not want them to remove because I like how retro it looks.
I do too. I was just playing. All right, so you're
taking 1920s bungalow.
All right, so far we agree on the Jags and we're opposite on the Browns, Bengals, and the Bucks, Vikings. And how could you call out? I got people calling me the Gary Wolfel of the Packers, and I got motherfuckers like you picking the Vikings week one against our former quarterback. Remember when we bought into the Browns? Remember when they are our mistress team?
Yeah.
Yeah, now you're just turning your back on Baker Mayfield. Fuck you. All right, let's move
because,
on.
Because I think the Vikings are going to have a fraudulent win, and their fans are going to go nuts.
So I keep like – I keep – when I'm worried about week one, I have a lot more college bets. So I could throw those out there because I feel a lot better about those. I don't really bet a whole lot of week one in the NFL other than player props because, like, weird shit always happens and you just never know. This one seems too good to be true, but I am going to bet this. I really like Atlanta this season. I think I've talked about this with you. I think Desmond Ridder's an upgrade over Marcus Mariota, even if he's not very good. You have a pretty good offensive line. Last year, you had three running backs inside the top 20 as far as efficiency. Tyler Allgeier broke the Atlanta rookie rushing record. And now you have Bijan Robinson, the best running back in college football the last decade. And then on the defensive side of the ball, it was shit last year, but you spent the fourth most money in free agency. You bring in Jesse Bates. That should fix the secondary a little bit. Jeff Okuda, he might be shit, but he's better than anything that they had last year. Dupree's there. Who else is there? Campbell's there. So I like Atlanta this year. They're at home in the dome where the Dirty Birds kick the trees. And I'm going to take them against the Fighting Bryce Youngs, who's making his debut on the road. Give me Atlanta. 3.5. I'm going to buy a 3, though. Do the fucking Dirty Bird. Jamal Lewis in this bitch. A lot of swearing. Maybe edit that out. Atlanta, 3.5. Who do you like? Get that flag off your head. You look like a dipshit.
If I'm going to edit it out, it's because you said Jamal Lewis.
Oh, yeah, that's Ravens great. Damn it.
Jamal Anderson.
I said Jamal Anderson.
Stupid fuck.
Suck a dog.
I think Ridder's going to get benched by week 7.
I'm also telling you shit off the top of my head. Like, they had three running backs inside the top 20 as far as efficiency, and Tyler Allgeier had exactly 1,200 rushing yards and broke Atlanta's rookie rushing record, and they spent the fourth most money on the defensive side of the ball. And they play the second easiest schedule this season, next only to the Saints.
They are going to bench Ridder for Heinicke.
Heinicke!
But I'd like them to win, and I'm with you on the pick for this game. Atlanta.
All right.
I would like to take this time. We have started a partnership with the Wisconsin Bike Fed. And as people are listening, they may be driving. They may be out on their bicycle. They may be out on the road walking. And we just want to make sure that you are going the speed limit and that your lights are on. You may not know this, Horvat, but off the top of my head, in Wisconsin, as the sun sets earlier, crashes involving people biking and walking occur more during the evening commute. So we here at the Bart Winkler Show are reminding people, turn on your lights, slow down, and look around. Okay? We work together to make sure everyone, no matter how they travel, walk, bike, skip, jump, hop, get home safe, learn more at WisconsinBikeFed.org. Okay?
Yep.
It's very dangerous. I walk my son 5 blocks to school, and sometimes I walk him home during those twilight hours. Do you know how many times he could be killed?
Jesus.
This because of people driving too fast. Whoa.
My pen died. Damn it.
Why'd you just show me your garage?
Oh, shit. Is my shit zipped up?
You can't make me laugh. I have a cough that's killing me.
This is where we need, like, a Toby who, by the way, I see Toby, like, every day.
He said he saw you in the building the other day.
Sometimes I feel bad because I'm like, he's like, I get to, I pull a Winkler and I show up like 3 minutes before showtime. And he's like, hey, what do you think about? And I'm like, Toby, I'm literally like, the music's going. All right, let's get to it. San Francisco, Pittsburgh. Here's what I bet, dude. I bet the Steelers +3. They're down to 2.5. I think they might win this game outright. I think the Niners, I'm not going to say they're going to suck, but everybody's like, it's either the Eagles or the Niners, right? In the NFC. Not so fast. I don't know about that. I think Brock Purdy might go back to being a pumpkin. Maybe I kind of want that to happen. I want to see Sam Darnold really bad as the starter. But I don't know, man. They've been kind of healthy the last couple years. Nick Bosa just got the camp. He's going to play in this game. Steelers look good in the preseason. Kenny Pickett was one of the top-rated quarterbacks. Him and Jordan Love were the MVPs of my preseason. Pickens is awesome. You know how good that defense is when TJ Watt's out there. We're big fans of the Watt family. Give me the Steelers. Give me the Mike Tomlin doesn't lose week one at home. Nope.
He doesn't go under 500. I love the Steelers.
Let's go.
This year.
Oh.
Nick Bosa. More like Nick Nosa.
Yeah.
Brock Purdy. Little interesting fact about Brock Purdy that not a lot of people realize. He's not good.
Yeah.
Okay. How come they spend three first round picks to trade up to get Trey Lance? Then 2 years later say, trade him for a fourth round pick to Dallas. And people like Charles Robinson of Yahoo, who dogged me on an interview, writes an article that Jerry Jones is at it again. The Cowboys got more shit for that trade than the Niners did.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I agree.
Steelers, Steel City, that's why. And I hope you join us. We're going to that game.
Who is?
Me and my crew.
Oh, the Green. I thought you meant you were going to San Francisco, Pittsburgh. I was like, why the fuck would you be going to this game?
No, Packers play the Steelers.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, you're all over the place. All right. Here we go. We got Arizona. The Fighting Tobies are 7-point favorites against the Cardinals. And I got to tell you, man, everybody in the world is going to take the Commanders in Survivor. Not me. I'm taking the Ravens. Quote the Ravens. I
took the Ravens in my Splash Sports one. And in the Joe O one, I'm taking the Commanders.
I'm gonna be a dick. Plus 260. Here's what I'm going to bet. I'm hoping for a better price. Give me Arizona on the money line.
You're too good at this. You are very good at this.
Yeah.
You're too good to waste money on Arizona money line. You know that.
Arizona money line is an official Horvat play. It's a pizza play. Like, instead of eating pizza and getting diabetes and dying early, I'm going to just grill up some chicken this weekend. I don't know, you know, and I'm going to take the Cardinals because I bet Washington under 6.5 wins. That offensive line is shit. Ron Rivera, I'm pretty sure is shit. My favorite bet is actually him to be first coach fired. And I don't even know how good Bieniemy is, man, to be honest with you. So, I mean, like everybody was like, Matt Nagy's a football genius. He comes from the Andy Reid coaching tree. And then, you know, he leaves daddy's side for a couple of years. It looks good 1 year in Chicago and then he's shit. Maybe Bieniemy is the same. I want him to be good. I like Eric Bieniemy, but I don't know. I think the Commanders are just
Arizona with Josh Dobbs going to go into Washington, a new fired up fan base, and win.
Here's the thing, dude. What do you expect? What should Washington expect from Arizona this weekend on the offensive side of the ball? What are they going to go out there and do? You have no clue. You have not one clue.
I don't know, fucking 100 times.
All right, well, okay, I'm Arizona points. I may be betting the money line. Fuck the Fighting Tobies. Go Arizona. You're taking Commanders, I'm guessing.
Oh, not the cover. That line's too high.
Well, right.
You're too busy. I like the Commanders to win. I'll take them to win by 6.
Okay, we move on. The Tennessee Titans, your squad. Oh, here we go. Here's the Bart Winkler game of the week. The Titans are 3-point road dogs taking on the Saints at home, 3-point favorites.
The Titans are the AFC Vikings.
I'm taking the Saints in this game, actually. I think the Saints, I don't know what to do with the Titans this season. Like Ryan Tannehill played 12 games last year. He had an ankle injury for whatever reason. DeAndre Hopkins goes there, money. Derrick Henry's led the league in rushing attempts three of the last four.
There's this app that I'm on that you used to be able to cash out all your points and get gift cards. Now you can only do it once a week at a certain time. And every time I do it, they're like, I already sold out. It's a scam.
I'm going to take the Saints as 3-point favorites as the Titans. I need a favorite, so I'm going to take the Saints.
Guess how many catches Michael Thomas will have this season?
72.
More?
No.
90.
How many is Olave going to have?
96.
No, you're crazy.
Thomas is going to make people. We're going to party like it's 2019 again.
Doesn't he have like a steel fucking plate in his leg?
He's part robot. He's the real McCoy.
He's like the fucking T2 when his face is like half ripped off. Get out of here. All right. Who are you picking in the game?
The Saints.
Who dat say gonna beat them Saints? All right. This one could be quick. A lot of smart people are taking the Texans because it's a key number of 10. I'm going to take the Ravens because I think the Ravens are going to be fucking awesome. And I think Lamar's going to stay healthy because they're going to run a bunch of 11 personnel and he's going to stay in the pocket and sling the fucking rock. Ravens, minus 10.
There are a few people I ended up drafting a shitload in fantasy. Obviously, Michael Thomas is one of them. Nick Chubb. Lamar Jackson. I am all over Lamar Jackson. He said he's going to have 6,000 yards.
I believe him.
I fucking believe him, too.
I believe him.
I believe his ass. I'm going to win so much money thanks to that guy that I could afford his contract.
He won an MVP, people forget, with like Freddie Boom Boom Washington and who? Sammy Watkins is his wide receivers. So I'm with you, dude. Quote the Ravens. Nevermore.
It's been a long time since I've heard you say the Boom Boom Room.
I didn't say it, though.
The weekly gift card drop has already ended. This bullshit fucking app.
The Las Vegas Raiders hit the road where I bet them is 4-point dogs, actually. They're down to 3.5 to take on the Denver Broncos. I won't be shocked, to be honest, Spart, if the Raiders win this game outright. I don't think they're going to be very good. But I also don't buy into Sean Payton, a.k.a. a skinnier version of Mike McCarthy. I don't buy into Russell Wilson. And I like the Denver Broncos defense, but I think the Raiders are going to cover the number. The 4, the 3.5. Broncos might win this game outright, but I think the Raiders cover. Give me the Raiders. The Raiders.
I got me on Writer Than You on Thursday when Tom played a clip of Russell Wilson. And it was during our buy or sell segment. And it was about a 25-second clip. And I said, after it ended, I said, Tom, I got to be honest with you. I didn't listen to a second of that soundbite. I heard Russell Wilson start speaking, and I completely zoned out. I said, let me guess. He said God at least once, right? Yes. Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, that's not going to work. Sean Payton only went to Denver. I don't know why he went to Denver. Why didn't he go to Carolina? Why didn't he go to Indy?
Probably. He should have just waited and went to Dallas.
Yeah, just wait. Denver. Fuck. Denver. Here's the thing, too. This is what I said. You're right about Payton and McCarthy. If McCarthy was on the Broncos coach, people would say 3 wins. And if Payton was the Cowboys coach, people would be picking them to the Super Bowl. But why? They're the same guy.
Right.
I like the Raiders as well.
I'm taking the Cowboys to go to the Super Bowl this year in the NFC. You just barely.
Are you?
Yeah.
Me too. Here's what I also said this week. I said I'm not a Cowboys fan. Me but either. I root for them to win, and I like watching them play.
I like the Cowboys this year a lot. I like Dak to go under his interceptions. I think he'll clean those up.
I got Dak in a draft last night after Daniel Jones, after Richardson, after Kirk Cousins.
All right, stay on task. We'll get to the fucking Cowboys here soon. Dolphins, 3-point dogs taking on the Chargers.
You're never this professional.
3-point favorites. I got shit to do.
Who's playing? Dolphins?
Dude, remind me, I got to tell you something off this podcast that makes me want to take my phone and throw it against this fucking wall or just make this the Bart and Ryan show from their living rooms. All right. What game? God, I hate people. Dolphins. I'm such a baby. The Dolphins made me cry. 3-point dogs on the road taking on the Chargers, 3-point favorites. The Chargers, Bart, are my AFC pick, unless the Jets are good. I like the Chargers and I like the Jets because, you know, you need a hot take. And on paper, Chargers are the best team in the National Football League. Like, let's look at it like this, okay? I'm a believer in Justin Herbert. Remember when all these douchebags were trying to shit on Justin Herbert last year after week two when he, like, died on TV against the Chiefs and stayed in that game? Right. So he's got a cannon for an arm, but the problem was he had this dipshit named Joe Lombardi, who I'll never forget, like, Packer fans wanted over Matt LaFleur. Acknowledge yourselves. Or wait, or what would that be? I just woke up, so I'm really tired. If you wanted Joe Lombardi over Matt LaFleur, raise your hand so we could throw apples at you. If I got to take Jordan Love's shit.
What did I want during that time?
Joe Lombardi sucks. Remember he was the OC for the Saints, which was cool.
You wanted Adam Gase, didn't you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Because like,
are you serious?
Well, remember, because I thought Rodgers was just like full renegade, like fuck it, and he wasn't going anywhere because they were committed for years. This is before Gase was a complete disaster, though. Yeah, I did. No, I wanted I wanted Oh God, you know who I wanted to be the DC. Everybody wanted Jim Leonard. I wanted Pat Fitzgerald.
Oh no. He would have at least got Rodgers into shape.
He's been canceled. All right. Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers over the Dolphins. What about you?
I'm taking the Chargers over the Dolphins. Quick college pivot. Are you taking Colorado over Nebraska?
No, I'm taking Nebraska and the points, dude. Nebraska is going to pound the ball, I think, right down Colorado's throats.
No chance.
Everybody in the world's going to bet Colorado.
Some sports books said they have more action on Colorado than all the NFL week one games combined.
All right. So like I said, I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm a way bigger college guy than NFL, especially now that we traded away Aaron Rodgers. Really quick on that game, because I've been dying to talk about it. And it's Nate's birthday on Friday, so I'm actually taking the day off. So I took Nebraska. So Colorado could win this game by 40 points, and I still feel like I'd be on the right side. What Colorado did last week was awesome, and I think what Deion's doing is awesome, because what Deion's doing is he's the ultimate hype man. He's going to be able to go in any living room and recruit any kid that he wants, and he surrounded himself with smart football people. Like Mario Cristobal, I like him, and I thought he would do really good at Miami. He's from there. He goes back home. A bunch of money gets pumped into the program, but he surrounded himself year one with a bunch of dipshits like Josh Gattis. Now they let him retool the thing he fired everybody. Deion hired Sean Lewis from Kent State. He's going to be a head coach maybe by next year. He outcoached Kendall Briles. You got Travis Hunter, who, by the way, that was the play of the century when he robbed the rail route on that mesh and fucking picked that ball off. I've watched that 37 times, dude. But he was a five-star. Like, everybody, like, that didn't surprise me that he's good. But can he play 121 snaps every week? I was really worried about their offensive line because I know Deion's son's good. I watched him last year at the FCS level, and I watched him as a four-star, you know, in high school. Dylan Edwards, also really good. He caught, what, 3 or 4 touchdowns in that game? But, like, you go back to that game, and TCU should have won the game, but Kendall Briles, their OC, got way too cute. Chandler Morris is not Max Duggan, and they dropped him back 42 times when they were rushing for 6 yards per carry. They had 262 yards on the ground. He throws 2 bad picks. Matt Rhule in Nebraska, same thing. They were running the ball right down Minnesota's defense's throat. And Minnesota might be top 25 defense in the country. They only have 5 starters back, so it's hard to evaluate them right now. But for whatever reason, Jeff Sims, who I hated at Georgia Tech, they drop him back. He throws 3 picks when they're averaging 5 yards per carry. So I think what happens this week, Matt Rhule is just going to run the ball against Colorado, limit their possessions with the new running clock. So I'm going to take Nebraska.
Wow.
It's like an 8-point adjustment.
I just think Deion's fun, so I'm going to take Colorado.
That's fine. So are all my buddies. And I'm actually kind of rooting for it, and then I want Colorado to beat the shit out of Colorado State because they're already ranked. Colorado, Then when they play Oregon, I want to get like a really good number because Oregon will beat the living fuck out of them. They just scored 80. Granted, it was against like Mount Carmel. Are you picking the Chargers with me or the Dolphins?
Yeah, I picked the Chargers.
All right, let's move on.
Too far. You know, these cross-country games, I tend to go to the home team.
All right.
To travel, you know, Matt LaFleur is still trying to figure out what day is the right day. Travel's an underrated hard thing for these guys to accomplish. Yeah, cross-country trip, you just want to get it over with. Now, I like the Chargers.
All right, let's keep this thing moving. We're going to go with the New England Patriots at home, getting a lot of money, four-point dogs against the Eagles. Here, you're going to call me crazy again. Give me the Patriots plus four. Give me a little sprinkle on the money line. I think the Eagles come back down to earth this year. I think the Patriots are going to have the perfect defensive game plan, if there can be one, against Jalen Hurts. And I don't really feel great about the offense, but they do have Juju as their underneath guy. I don't love Bill O'Brien, the head coach. Definitely don't love Bill O'Brien, the general manager, but he's a pretty damn good play caller. He was at least the last time we saw him with Mac Jones. I'll take the Patriots here, man. Everybody's going to be on the Eagles. Everybody thinks the Patriots are going to suck. Bill Belichick, dude, he's like breaking up with his girlfriend. He's heartbroken right now. He's probably going home, pounding drinks, listening to like fucking Garth Brooks, The Dance, and like, you know, Dashboard Confessional, screaming infidelities and shit. He's sad. When you're sad, all you do is work. Let's go, Patriots! I'm fired up. I love football.
Yeah, I don't want to pick this game. It's too hard. Next.
You got to pick every game.
Ah. Well, I don't like when you go first because then you convince me. Fly, Eagles, fly. I'm taking the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is going to make the Patriots feel bad. Bill Belichick broke up with his girlfriend.
Literally right before we started reading, doing this pod, that Dove Cleveland guy had some report about Bill Belichick and his girl, I thought.
Somebody dumped him after he gave a 10-minute answer on the art of long snapping.
The Rams are 5.5-point dogs without Cooper Kupp against the Seahawks. Give me the Seahawks as 5.5-point favorites. I think they're going to be good this year. I don't love the number, dude, but like,
where's that game? Yeah, it's tough.
Like, who the fuck is Stafford throwing the ball to? Ben Skoranek? Give me Seattle.
Atwell.
Yeah, I'll take Seattle. All right.
Me too.
Let's get to the games I want to talk about now.
Okay.
Dallas, New York. Here's all I got to say. Dallas on the road is a 3-point favorite, is another favorite I'll be betting. I'm betting Dallas 16-1 is what I got them like a long time ago. I don't even know what it is now. To represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. I like CeeDee Lamb. I like Brandon Cooks. Michael Gallup is another year removed from that ACL injury. I believe it was 2019 he suffered that, so I think he'll be healthier this year. Zach Martin got taken care of, best offensive line in the NFC. Defensive side of the ball, you had Stephon Gilmore. I know he's another year older, but 3 years ago he was the defensive player of the year. Last time we saw a corner win that award, I don't know if we ever see a corner win that award again. Maybe Sauce this year. Dallas, I kind of want it. And even though I love Rodgers, I'm going to be rooting for McCarthy to beat him. Like, I feel like they should have like a split and then not have a rubber match. Unless we get Jets Cowboys Super Bowl, McCarthy versus Rodgers. That's the script, dude. Isn't it?
Suck.
McCarthy versus Rodgers?
That's just like...
Well, no. The script's Jordan Love versus Rodgers.
No, McCarthy versus Rodgers is like you being a young person and you had to give up your two kids for adoption and now you're ready to be a dad and they're already happy with their new family.
The fuck are you talking about? Give me the Cowboys as 3-point rule.
Hey, our guy Nick Costos loves the Giants, but he's also a Giants fan. Because he's anti-McCarthy. It's all about McCarthy for him. McCarthy, people don't know this about McCarthy. He's nobody's underdog. And he's going to get the job done. He's going to call so many plays. He's going to be like, you're going to watch this game Sunday night. You're going to root for the Cowboys to lose like you always do, all you guys. And they're going to win and you're going to be sad. After a great day of football, you're going to be sad. And then you're going to be like, holy shit. The game of football was like it was like a caterpillar. And then once Mike McCarthy got his hands on it, it became a butterfly.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about today, man. Who do you like in the game?
Dallas! Mariposa!
All right, here we go. All right, so I've thought about this.
What was this, Bills Jets?
Oh, shit, we got to do Bills Jets. I thought this was... already know I'm taking the Jets.
Better Bills Jets.
You're like, I mean, fucking Jets, man. Aaron Rodgers is going to fucking win this game. We might get a 3 in this game. Give me the Jets. J-E-T-S.
Yeah, you know the Aaron Rodgers. The Jets are toast.
Okay. Well, I disagree. I disagree, man. All right, so now Packers-Bears. Let's just call this
a play. You're giving me on Rodgers and the Jets?
I mean, the Jets might – here's my take on the Jets, right? They're either going to be shit, 5 wins because that offensive line shit and Rodgers dies. No, see, I don't think so, man. That's a really good fucking defensive line. That's a really good secondary. Sauce is awesome.
They're going to get through the 6-game thing at 3-3. They will win this game. The Jets will win the Jets will win this game.
See, my prediction is the Bills actually miss the playoffs, dude. I think it's just
I made a case that the Chiefs could be the one to miss the playoffs.
All right, I want to talk about the Packers and the Bears. I don't give a fuck about this game, to be honest with you. Because you know what? A lot of people out there, they've been hating Bart. Some have even called me the Gary Wolfel of the Green Bay Packers. And you know what? I embrace that because I like Justin Fields.
I do too.
Hold on, shut up. I like Justin Fields, right? I like Darnell Mooney as a number 2 wide receiver. I like DJ Moore. I like Khalil Herbert. I don't know that I love the defensive side of the ball, but I like what Ryan Poles is doing in Chicago, right? So I'm actually pretty high on the Bears this year. I look at this injury report for the Packers. Christian Watson, already injured. What do you do? Fall off the bench at practice? Already injured, dealing with a hamstring. Romeo Doubs, dealing with a hamstring. You already have the youngest wide receiver room in the National Football League. And now number 1 and number 2, most likely, if they play in this game, are going to be hampered by injury. Who's the number 1 wide receiver? Is it Samaje Torre? Is it Jaden Reed, who I do like, but is a rookie out of Michigan State? Are we going to see more Josiah DeGuara targets? Or are they just going to pound the ball with Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon? I don't know, Bart. But I think I know what I got to do here, and I hate to do it. Maybe I am the Gary Wolfel of the Packers. Hand me that jersey. No, I'm not. Fuck the Bears. Packers by 80. Romeo Doubs plays in this game, and he catches 3. Count them, 3 touchdowns. Packers over 7.5 wins. Packers in the over. Woo! G-Force. G-Force. Oh,
Tundra.
Yeah, Gary Wolfel of the Packers, my fucking ass. You know what? Changing all the predictions. Packers win the Super Bowl. LaFleur Coach of the Year, 16-1. Jordan Love MVP. A.J. Dillon learns how to hit a fucking hole and use those big-ass legs. Top 10 defense. Jair Defensive Player of the Year. Rashad Gary, 25.5 sacks. Breaks the all-time fucking record. Joe Barry saves his job. Joe fucking Barry!
Barry, Barry, Barry.
Oh, last prediction. Lambo stops doing the fucking wave when we're on offense. G-Force. You know what? Packers 52, Bears -3. Justin Fields, 6 picks. Get the Jordan Love. I fucking own you. This entire year, I'm going to fucking own you. Romeo Doubs. Actually, this isn't Romeo Doubs. Shout out to new Packer Hall of Famer. White Lightning, Jordy Nelson. Oh, we got to do one more thing for good luck this season. I wanted to wait and do this with you. Hold on.
Wait, I'm taking the Bears.
You're a fucking traitor. Tell the people about something.
I'm not taking the Bears. I'm taking the Packers. You guys may not know this, but there was a team in the NFL called the Chicago Cardinals, and they were so embarrassed in Chicago that they moved to St. Louis, and then they were so embarrassed still that they moved to Phoenix. And now they're the worst team in the league, the Arizona Cardinals. And what I'm telling you is the Bears. Are they going to move to Arlington Park? Are they going to move to Pekeski? Are they going to move to fucking Park Ridge? No, they're moving to goddamn anywhere but Chicago because they're tired of getting beat up by your Green Bay Packers. Once they got Favre and they got Rodgers, now they're going to get loved and they're going to fucking have no choice but to destroy themselves as a franchise. The Chicago Bears are going to look real good when that C stands for the C in Mexico City or Copenhagen, Denmark, because they're moving, dog.
All right, Bart, for good luck for the Green Bay Packers to begin this new era, I thought about burning the Aaron Rodgers fat. I can't do that. I'll always love Aaron Rodgers, right? But it's kind of like burning incense is a purification and a clearing technique used in, I think it's called Feng Shui. And it's used as a way to burn herbs for good luck and to attract positive changes in all areas of life. So what we're going to do here is we're going to burn my least favorite Packers jersey all time right here in my apartment. We may start a fire. I may have to find a new house. My wife may divorce me. But I fucking, not only am I not the Gary Wolfel of the Green Bay Packers, I believe I want to wipe out the bad negative bullshit. Gone is McCarthy. Gone is Rodgers. That diva, that, I hate to say this word, cancer in the locker room. He gone. In comes Jordan Love. Out with the bad. Again, good luck. We're attracting positive changes in the areas of the Green Bay Packers. So look what I bought. Number 55, the all-time trader, Za'Darius Smith. And right here in this apartment, we're going to light this jersey on fire. But we're going to do it on the post-game show when I jump on with you after the Packers, actually. After the Packers wipe their asses with the Bears at Soldier Field. You think that's your field? That ain't your field. Arlington Heights is about to beat your field. You know what happens in Arlington Heights? That's where you meet some motherfucker at a bar. He's got a pop collar, and he's like, oh, I'm from Chicago. No, you're not. You're from the suburbs. You're not from the south side. You're not from the north side. Get out of my fucking city. Packers by 60. All right, I really got to go to work, dude.
You are nothing if not an entertainer.
Thank you.
Ryan Horvath, enjoy the weekend.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hey, it's Big Ron in New Jersey calling in with my weekend betting picks. So in college football, I am totally on 100% on board with Bart, and I am riding the Deion and Shadur Sanders hype train, and I am going big on Colorado -3. I think it's just the eye test here. I watched the Colorado-TCU game. I watched the Nebraska-Minnesota game. I think Colorado looks way more than 3 points better than Nebraska. I also, so I'm going big on that, 5 units on that. I'm also putting 2 units, a little smaller bet on the over 58.5 points scored. You know, there's the rule changes in college football this year where the clock doesn't stop after a first down until the last 2 minutes of the half. And so that does compress the number of plays. So there's less plays, which translates into less scoring. So you got to be suspect of overs, but Colorado's defense was shaky against TCU, and I think Nebraska will score more than the 10 points that they scored against Minnesota. And, you know, Colorado's offense is explosive. I think they can hang 40 on Nebraska, and then you only need Nebraska to score 19, and you hit the over on a 40-19 score. And I do expect this to be a blowout. So give the 3 points, lay the 3 points. Also, I like Washington State +6.5 against the Badgers. Fade the Badgers. Washington State has a really good quarterback. The Badgers defense has been very shaky against Buffalo last week. Washington State's quarterback threw for 450 yards and 3 touchdowns, and more importantly, 0 interceptions against Colorado State in their opener. And so I really like Washington State +6.5 because I don't like Tanner Mordecai's decision-making. I think his decision-making resembles Graham Mertz's decision-making last year. It's shaky at best. I mean, he threw 2 reckless interceptions in that Buffalo game, had a couple other questionable decision-making. So fade the Badgers. And then in the NFL, my week one NFL betting strategy is based on all the survivor pools I've been in the last 10 years. You know, a lot of times in survivor pools, I'll have five entries, three entries, and I'll just pick, you know, the teams with the biggest point spreads. And without fail, it seems like every year, like at least two of them lose outright, and I get eliminated from my survivor pool in week one. And so what I want you to do is sort the games by point spread and take the five biggest underdogs. And that happens to be the Texans plus 10, Arizona plus 7, Tampa Bay plus 6, Detroit plus 5.5, and the Rams plus 5.5. So take those five biggest dogs. I think at least two of them will win outright, and then you only need to hit one out of the next three to cover, and you've got yourself a winning week. If you get two out of three out of the remaining three to cover.
Big Ron getting cut off there on the Carl's Place voicemail line. Carl of ET.com/Bart. Buy a golf simulator right now. Buy one this weekend. You can get it installed very quickly. Go do that. We are going to be live. Packers Bears 325. Sunday will be live afterwards, as will pretty much everyone you know that creates Packers content. But I hope you're there with us on Sunday. Probably chewing on one of your Omaha steaks that you got. Promo code BART. Type it in the search bar. Yeah. All right. Go Pack Go. I love each and every one of you as if you were my own brother or sister. I don't know what that means, but good night.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.